But when you look at the policy pillars that we focused on this year, those are actually things that every single citizen in this state will be impacted by.
Each year, the House Majority Caucus prepares for the upcoming legislative session by identifying its key policy priorities, what we most wish to accomplish to benefit our state. Over the last year, our legislators have worked tirelessly to identify problems and drafting policy solutions for Utah. This session, the Majority Caucus has identified four key areas of focus: people, resources, accountable government, and future. Here to discuss these policy priorities and what they mean for Utahns is Utah House Majority Leader Jefferson Moss. Representative, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
So, Representative, there's a lot to unpack within these four pillars, encompassing a wide array of policy proposals. Can you take a minute to outline what all these four categories exactly entail?
Yeah, and maybe even I'll take a step back about how we even came up with these pillars. You know, if you look in the chamber of the body of the House of Representatives, you see above the speaker Latin that says Vox Populi. And it's the voice of the people, right? We take that very seriously. We believe that we are the closest to the people. We're elected every 2 years. We tend to be very engaged because we have smaller districts. And so that really is important to our house. And when we were coming up with our policy pillars this year, that was important. We said from the very beginning, colleagues, we want you to go out, really try to understand what are the biggest issues that are facing our state. And each of our chairs of our standing committees, we task them to say, we want to know what are the biggest issues that you're seeing? What are things that we know the state of Utah needs to be leaning into? And so we started having meetings actually not long after we finished the session. It was in May that we started to pull these chairs together, really just a brainstorming session. And that led to more meetings. We ultimately had 8 meetings over the interim with our chairs and our vice chairs. And that's what started to kind of develop out these four pillars, because there was some consistent themes that we saw across all of the different standing committees. And so we went through that process. It continued to evolve over time. And then we took what we had come up with, took it to the rest of the body, and we really drilled down on these policy pillars. And we added some additional things. Through continual work and effort on that, now we finally come up with what these pillars are. And as you mentioned, we've broken them into four main categories, and we can walk through each of them specifically. But the first being people. Like we said, the people are what matters the most. And so we've gone through and identified some of the priorities that we know that are really important to the people of Utah. Another one that we came up with is resources. We want to ensure that, and I'll go into more detail on each of these, but some of the most important things to our state are water, energy, transportation. So that's the next pillar. The third is accountable government. This was something that's very important to the citizens, very important to our colleagues. Of how do we make sure that government is lean and efficient and is providing the resources and doing it in a way that benefits the taxpayers? And then finally, looking forward to the future, what are some of the things that we can innovate on? What are things that we need to do in terms of new technology? And how do we embrace that to ensure that Utah is being a future-looking state? Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some of those themes that were identified by a lot of the chairs and the members of the Majority Caucus. Let's take a deep dive into each one of those four pillars to really see what all is encompassed within the people, resources, government efficiency, and future categories.
Yeah, the people one, we start off with families. We really feel strongly that that's the bedrock of society is families. And how do we support families? You know, we're dealing with a lot of challenges in this space. With childcare is a big deal. We know there's issues around how do you create an environment that supports and fosters families. We know that's very important to our community. So that was the first step. And some of those we're looking at through the lens of regulatory, finding ways to reduce some of those barriers, particularly with childcare, to be able to help support more of our families. The next one is in taxpayers. The state has actually reduced over the last few years $1.15 billion in taxes. And really, when you look at what's happening in our state and our nation with inflation, so many people are feeling the pinch. They're feeling that effect. And so it was important that we continue to support ways to giving the taxpayers their money back. And we think that'll help as they're dealing with some of their financial issues. The next is health and well-being. And again, this is one where we believe there's a lot of opportunity, even through the regulatory side, to improve access to healthcare. Part of that challenge is we've had such a, I would say, overly burdensome regulatory environment in this space. And so we've been working with our executive branch on ways that we can streamline that process to get more help to people who need it. And then finally, looking at teachers and students, when you think about, you know, the future of our state, it's so important that we create an environment that's great from a learning perspective, but also protecting our students, making sure they feel safe when they go to school. I mean, that's probably one of the most fundamental needs, is to feel safe. So we're working on doing that, as well as looking for ways to reduce financial burdens for parents who are paying fees when they go to school that become more and more impactful on them. And so we're looking ways to reduce that. And then also looking for ways that we can incentivize and encourage more teachers to come into the classroom. We know the most important element of education is the teacher that's standing in front of the room. How do we get more qualified, great teachers to be interested in going into this profession? So those are the main parts of the people part of it.
Now, moving on to our second pillar, which is this idea about our natural resources. You mentioned already just a little bit on this topic. What does a focus on resources really mean to you and to the House Majority Caucus?
Yeah, if you think about the future of this state, I think these are some of the most important things to ensure our quality of life. When you talk about water and energy, I mean, these, again, are fundamental needs that every citizen in this state has. And as we know, over the last few years, we've been putting a lot of resources into water. And I know that's a huge issue for many of the residents in our state, particularly with the Great Salt Lake. So we're looking at ways to continue to improve our water conservation, creating more coordinated efforts to bring people together so that we actually are working in tandem, trying to solve these problems. So that'll be a big one. And then you flip to the energy side. Energy is becoming more and more of a challenge. I never really thought about that 5 years ago. I just turn on my light switch and the lights come on. Well, the energy behind that is becoming more of a concern. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing this across the nation where states are actually having brownouts on a regular basis and they're not able to meet the needs of their citizens. And you think about the economic impact of having cost of energy going up so fast in certain states. How do we make sure that we can continue to provide reliable, affordable, but also dispatchable energy, which means you actually can use it. It's on the grid and it provides that security that we'll be able to keep our lights on even in the winter when we're in the middle of a big snowstorm. That's the kind of stuff that we're really focusing on. Some of that has to do with pushing back on the federal government and making sure that they're not overreaching. We've already had challenges in the last couple of years where we feel like the federal government is overstepping. And we're going to continue to push back on that to make sure that we can secure our energy future. Lands is a huge deal for a lot of our citizens. How do we continue to ensure that we have as much direct ownership and say in how we manage those lands? So that'll be a big component. And then finally, stewardship. We really do care about our environment. We actually set up an environmental stewardship caucus in our body to better focus on how do we make sure that we're protecting all these great resources that we have here in the state of Utah.
And now this third pillar seems to take a little bit of a different tone, really on how do we optimize the functions of government here within Utah. Can you talk a little bit more about what all that means?
Yeah, I think it's ensuring that we're doing more with less. How do we make sure that we're providing the services that our citizens expect, but doing it in a very cost-effective way? How do we ensure that we have the right performance measures in place so that we are accountable to the people? You know, government has grown a lot the last few years. Part of that's because we've had an amazing economy. Part of it's because there was so much federal money that was pushed out across the country. And it's really driven up the cost of a lot of things, including government. And so we're going to look for ways to actually go in and say, did we really need to create certain things? Did we overstep in certain things? Can we find ways to actually cut back on some of those costs while at the same time ensuring that we're meeting the expectations of our citizens in those different areas? So that is a big one for us. Again, fighting for Utah is very important to us and making sure that we as a state are in control and are driving the ship on a lot of these policy issues. That also means that we're going to have to continue to push back on the federal government in areas that we feel like they've been continually overstepping. The next one is really looking at public safety. And this has been a concern that we've seen a lot lately. There's been more crime in certain parts of our state. How do we help to make sure that our citizens feel safe when they walk around and when they are going to concerts or going to a movie or going to their kids' soccer game? We're looking at some elements there of how to ensure that we're protecting our citizens. And then finally, with higher education, there's been a lot of interest in this across the country. Finding ways to ensure that the mission, the core mission of higher education is the focus, and that we're not getting ourselves caught up into areas that are beyond the scope of what higher education was supposed to be doing. And we've seen that with some of these issues with free speech. So we've already been working with the Board of Higher Education to solve some of that in terms of coming up with a free speech resolution. You're going to see more efforts on this year. And really, what we're wanting to do is ensure that every student, regardless of their background, regardless of their race, religion, whatever it is, that they feel safe, that they feel like they're welcome, that their views are okay to express. So there'll be that effort. On the other hand, we're also looking at ways to make higher education more nimble and more innovative. And so there's going to be some additional push on that, on the system itself, to improve efficiencies in higher education.
Mm-hmm. And finally, this fourth pillar of future for Utah. Can you talk, what exactly does the House Majority Caucus believe is the future of Utah, and what do they hope to focus on this next session?
Yeah, there's some really interesting innovation that's happening out there, and Utah is an innovative state. And so we are leaning into that. For instance, in housing, there's some interesting models out there, some really cool technology advancements, but there's some regulatory challenges around that. And so we're looking at ways to reduce those barriers so that we can provide more housing supply. But it will change some things, right? So some of this may be homes, modular homes that have been built off-site. And how do we make sure that they're still safe and secure and meet our housing codes, at the same time, hopefully reducing costs and reducing barriers to getting more people in their homes? I mean, to us, the American dream is to get in a house, and we want to be able to provide a way for every person to have some access to being able to afford a home. We're going to need to be more aggressive on how we approach that. The next one is on transportation, and there's some really interesting innovation that's happening around transportation. And so we're looking at ways to create that environment where we can be more supportive of these new innovations, and even in how we fund and incentivize transportation. There's things that we can do that will help support driving this approach to transportation. And then finally is technology. We know there's some exciting things that are happening. Artificial intelligence is very interesting, a huge opportunity, but we also know it comes with some risks. And so on the one hand, we are looking at ways to leverage artificial intelligence, looking at ways how we can make government more efficient, how we can be a place where businesses want to come and be in Utah because we are such a technology hub. But at the same time, we're putting guardrails in place around data privacy, making sure that our citizens feel like their data is safe and that it's being used in the right way and that information is not being shared inappropriately. So those are some of the main areas that we're focusing on with innovation.
Now, Representative, the overarching theme of the House Majority Caucus this year is for Utah, ensuring that the things that we do up here and the laws that are passed are directed at helping our citizens and doing what is best for Utahns. Walk us through, how do each of these four policy pillars really impact the everyday Utah? And how exactly do these things that the House Majority Caucus wishes to focus on really impact the day-to-day life of our citizens here?
You know, I often tell people local government is the most impactful, and I do believe that. Your city government is going to have more of an impact on your day-to-day life than anything. But when you look at the policy pillars that we focused on this year, those are actually things that every single citizen in this state will be impacted by. And again, the great part about this is that this all came from the people. This came from the bottom up. And so these are the things that we're hearing from our constituents. These are the things that they care about. And then also forward thinking of, we know these issues are coming and we're starting to see some of these challenges. We want to make sure that we're getting out in front of it so that it will benefit every citizen in the state of Utah.
So Representative, how can the citizens learn more about these policy priorities and about the work that the different legislators are doing up here on Capitol Hill as the legislative session is starting?
Yeah, the easiest is just to go on our website, house.utah.gov. But I also encourage our representatives love to engage with the public. They do care how they feel on different issues. If you go on house.utah.gov, you'll be able to actually look up your own representative. Many of them are doing town halls, either before the session, during the session, or after the session. So that's an opportunity. They also, I think all of our colleagues, have a newsletter that if they wanted to stay up to date on, they can sign up for that on their websites, or just directly reaching out via email, text, phone call. It is a little difficult during the session, as I like to share. Things get crazy up here, but I know that our representatives all love to hear from their citizens and would love to hear your feedback on any of the policy pillars or other issues that come up during the legislative session.
Well, Representative, we thank you so much for your time today to really go over these policy priorities in order to keep our state great, and are grateful for the efforts on that.
Yes, thank you very much. It's good to be here.